So welcome back to part 3 of Heart Series 2, and today 7. Now when you're doing this exercise, it's quite normal to experience not only a sense of emotional resistance, but even to experience some physical discomfort or resistance, essentially tension in the body. Now this is nothing to worry about at all. Remember, the general rule of thumb with meditation is if the pain or discomfort continues for some while after the meditation, then it's worth sort of getting it checked out. But otherwise, it's usually a reflection of what's happening in the mind itself and how those emotions are sort of unraveling, how the tension is unraveling in the body. Now, of course, the beauty of this exercise, in just the same way that we made good use of uncomfortable emotions, we can do just the same with discomfort in the body as well. So if you feel anything uncomfortable throughout the exercise, it's as though you're bringing that into the idea of an exchange taking place. If it's discomfort, it's simply reflecting the discomfort the other person is feeling. So you're receiving that on their behalf. There's just that idea that that exchange has taken place. And what you'll probably notice, this isn't the idea, but what you'll probably notice is that as you bring that into the exercise, the intensity of the discomfort will decrease. But don't worry if it remains, and just make that a really central part of the exercise, a feeling almost of appreciation, of gratitude that the exercise is working in some way. That's a really skillful way of making the exercise work for you rather than it simply being another obstacle. So with that in mind, just take a moment now to get comfortable. Sitting on the chair, feet flat on the floor, eyes open, and when you're ready, some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the exhalation, just gently closing the eyes now, as you begin to settle in to the space around you. If you haven't noticed already, just starting to notice how the body feels. Whether there's a sense of tiredness, lethargy in the body, or a sense of lightness, of energy in the body. And as you scan down now, from head to toe, just starting to become more aware of those different sensations and the way in which those sensations are being observed, witnessed, related to, and just getting a sense of that underlying mood or emotional quality of mind. And today, as you just pause briefly to reflect on your motivation, just be clear about what it is you're trying to understand from this exercise. And how much of that motivation is wanting to let go of those feelings in yourself? And how much of the motivation is about wanting to alleviate the difficulties of the other person? And just noticing or reflecting how that can benefit everyone else around you in your life. So now just allowing the mind to settle once again on the breath, the natural rhythm of the breath, and just staying with that movement just for the next couple of minutes. So continuing now to follow that movement of breath, but at the same time just bring to mind that other person. Whoever it might be, and no matter how much resistance there might be towards going through this visualization, through this exercise, knowing that that other person wants to be happy at some level, they want to be happy, and knowing that at least mentally we have the opportunity to help them out in that way, to imagine that process taking place. So keeping it light, keeping it spacious, just watching now as the breath sort of allows or facilitates that process, that exchange to take place. And now just bringing the attention once again back to the body, back to the physical senses, becoming more aware of those senses. And when you feel ready, in your own time, just gently opening the eyes, but maintaining the posture, not moving just yet. Aware of thoughts coming and going, perhaps aware of wanting, feeling the need to get on with things, but still with a sense of being present. And the wish to be present throughout the day. So important to put that intention in each time you finish your meditation, to continue that sense of awareness throughout the day. And when you've done that, then you can just sit back in the chair. Now, of course, the idea that I mentioned before today's exercise of incorporating, of making use of physical discomfort is something you can work with throughout the day as well. So if you do experience any physical discomfort, then at least the way I was always kind of taught to work with that, or to use it to for some kind of benefit, was to imagine that it was the discomfort of others. And it's almost as though sort of I was received, just like the exercise, as though I was receiving that on behalf of others. And when you do that, the mind does something very interesting. Rather than internalizing the feeling, rather than grabbing hold of the feeling and creating endless story kind of loops about it, instead it goes outwards, and there's a sense of collective sharing, of empathizing with others, and usually the intensity of the pain sort of decreases. So again, that shouldn't be our motivation for doing it, but very often that is the result. So just experiment a little bit today. If you do ever sort of get that discomfort, the idea that you're taking that on behalf of others, and in its place, you're sharing. You don't have to bring to mind the pictures of individual people, but just a general sense of sharing the opposite with others. Others having some kind of relief. As I say, the result is usually greater peace of mind for yourself. So I'll be back here tomorrow, and I'll see you then for day 8 of part 3.